Judy Graves, who now works for the city of Vancouver as its advocate for the homeless, remembers working at a bookstore across the street from the White Lunch Cafeteria and frequenting the cafe with friends in the 1960s.
It was my friends at the Book Barrel and I that would go over. We were all working minimum wage, very little money. And the White Lunch was the ideal place to eat. Lots of food for almost nothing.
Helen Hill remembers the clatter of the silverware inside the busy cafeteria at lunch hour.
Everybody was there, you know, you had to wait, you listened to the plates bang into each other, the silverware, and, you know, it was a pleasant noise. I think I would usually eat fish and chips or something. I don't think I'd do a burger, only because usually when I went, I was dressed up, right? And, you know, you never know that errant drop of ketchup on your leather jacket.
The White Lunch served fish on Fridays. Judy Graves still remembers the aroma.
They used to serve ulekin, and you don't see much ulekin in restaurants anymore because they're considered an endangered species, but they're little sardine-like fish that was very plentiful at the time off the coast of, well, you could pull them out of the water off Kitts Beach in big nets. They would fry them up on a grill in their own grease, and so they'd be all crispy and brown on both sides of the outside, and the smell in the White Lunch when they were serving ulekin was beyond believing. And you'd come out and it would stick to your coat. That was in the days when coats were not washable. Coats had to be dry cleaned. Well, none of us could afford to dry clean a coat. So the smell of the ulekin grease would be in our coats forever. And if you didn't like it, well, you didn't go to the White Lunch on Friday.